every moment of the day. People give their lives for following Christ. Jesus was honest about this. He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross. What does that mean? Well, in those days, nobody took up a cross unless the Romans were going to nail him to it. He says, are you willing to suffer for my name? And if need be, are you willing to die? If tomorrow they made it against the law to be a follower of Jesus Christ, in America, all of a sudden it's against the law to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get a valuable resource that will help you live out an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called Daring to Believe.
This week at the bottom of my hill, the Albertson store changed hands. Another company bought them out, and so they're under new ownership and they're under new management. And they put up a sign in the window that says, under new management. When you truly believe in Jesus Christ, not head knowledge, but heart knowledge, you should put on a sign that says, I'm under new management. Because that's what it means to make Jesus the Lord of your life. All of a sudden, he's the Lord of my life. I'm no longer the Lord of my life. I'm not calling the shots anymore. He's calling it. He's in control, I'm not in control. He's the boss of my life, I'm not the boss of my life. See, right, until you do that, you're the Lord of your life. By the way, how's that working for you? You calling all the shots in your life, you being the Lord, you being the master of your faith. Everything happening the way you want it to, all your dreams coming true, no problems, totally fulfilled, happy as a, you know, as a clam. How's that working for you, you being the Lord of your life? You weren't meant to be God. God is God, and you're not. And the reason you get under stress is when you try to play God in your life, you get stressed out because you don't have the power to change the things that God does. So the first part of believing means I say, Jesus is my Lord. He is my boss, my manager. I'm under new management. I saw a bumper sticker the other day on the back of a car that said, God is my co-pilot. There's only one problem with that. God doesn't want to be your co-pilot. He doesn't want to say, okay, you control the plane half the time and I'll control it half the time. You run your life half the time and I'll run it the other half. No, he wants total control. God has a right to total control in your life because he made you, he loves you, he created you, he sent his son to die for you, and he wants you with him forever and eternity. He has a right. He doesn't want to be co-pilot. He wants to be the Lord, the manager of your life. The next thing, R, in trust. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It means to believe in Jesus, I R, relax in his love. I relax in his love. Now, let me explain this because I chose the word relax intentionally because what's the opposite of relaxing? Working. Working. And God is saying you don't have to work for God to love you. You don't have to earn God's love. Growing up, you grew up with conditional love. You got conditional love from your parents, your partners, your pals, your professionals, all the people around you. And you learned pretty quickly that if I want to be loved, I got to do certain things. And you have spent most of your life trying to earn the love of other people. You want to be loved. There's nothing wrong with that. Because you need love in your life. You want to be loved, but you spent most of your life trying to earn the love of other people, working for the love of others. When you believe in Jesus, you relax and you realize God is going to love me no matter what. I don't have to earn his love. I don't have to work for his love. I don't have to pay for his love. God is going to love me unconditionally. God loves me unconditionally. That means it's not based on what you do. God loves you unwaveringly. It never, never, never changes. God doesn't love you one day and not the next and then the next. He's not finicky or fickle. He doesn't have a bad hair day. God loves you unendingly. Once you have the love of God in your life, it never never, never, never will leave you, no matter what you do. Because God's love is not based on what you do, it's based on what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you. It's not based on who you are, it's based on who God is, his character. You can't make God stop loving you. You could try, but you will fail, because God's love is unconditional, unwavering, and unending. It is forever. And that gives me enormous confidence. And when I believe in Jesus, it means I believe what Jesus said about God's love for me, and I relax in God's love. That gives me enormous confidence, because a lot of other people may not like me, but the creator of the universe loves me. And that gives me confidence. Let me show you what the Bible says about this. Romans chapter 8. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from his love. That's the love of Jesus Christ. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That gives you enormous confidence. If you want to have personal security, you must put your trust in something that can never be taken from you. You put it in your bank account, you can lose your bank account. You put your trust in how good looking you are, hey, tell you, you're already losing that. You can put your faith in somebody else, you can lose them, they will die. You must put your faith in something you can never lose, and there's only one thing you cannot ever, ever lose, God's love for you. To believe in Jesus means I accept what he says about God's love for me, and I relax in his unconditional, unending love. The you in trust means I use my life to serve God by serving others. To believe in Jesus means I will use my life to serve God by serving others. We are saved to serve. God did not come to earth and die on a cross and pay for all your sins just so you could live a selfish, self-centered life all about yourself. Really? Do you think God created you just to go to school, work, make money, and die? And live totally for yourself? Really? What's the logic in that? Do you think God made you just to live for you? No, no, no. You were made for so much more than to live for yourself. God has a far bigger purpose for your life than that. And part of that purpose is to serve God while you're here on earth. You said, well, wait a minute, how in the world do I do that? How do I serve God? I can't even see him. How do you serve an invisible God? Good question. How do you serve an invisible God? One day we will see God in heaven. We don't see him now. God wants us to learn to live by faith on earth. That's part of it. Faith pleases God. One day you'll see him, but how do I serve a God that I can't even see? He's invisible. Jesus said many times, we serve God by serving others.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Jesus said, according to your faith will it be done to you. Matthew 9:29. That's an amazing statement. Jesus is saying that you get to choose how much God blesses you and how much God uses you in his plan for the world. So how is that possible? The answer is faith. Daring faith is the key to fulfilling God's will in your life, and it's the secret to experiencing miracles in your life. You'll want to journey with Pastor Rick through the Daring Faith Bible study as he examines true biblical faith and looks at the lives of people who are commended for their faith in the Bible. If you're ready to break out of your comfort zone and do what God has called you to do, then order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren today. These videos are packed with inspiring teaching that will free you up to become the history maker you were made to be. Be bold, step out of the ordinary, and live a life of daring faith. Right now, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the 6-session Daring Faith DVD and workbook. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Jesus said many times, we serve God by serving others. And he said, even if you give a cup of cold water to somebody who's thirsty and you do it in the name of Jesus, he said, that's as if you did it to me, God. He said, you're doing it to others. You serve God by serving others. You were put on this planet to make a difference. That difference is called your good works. It's also called your, quote, service. It's also called your, quote, ministry. God put you here for a ministry, for a service, for a good works, to make a difference with your life. Not necessarily a big, flashy difference, but to make a difference and leave the world a better place. And the Bible says that believing in Jesus is part of accepting that responsibility. Let me show you. Here on the screen, Romans chapter 6, the Bible says this. Give yourselves completely to God, every part of you. That's give everything to Jesus, Lord of my life. For you have been saved from death, so I'm doing this out of gratitude, and you want to be tools in the hands of God to be used for his good purposes. There is no greater thrill than to be a tool in the hand of God and used for his greater purposes. If you've ever felt that feeling of being used by God, you know, this is cool. This is great. This is what I was made for. This is me. This is my niche. This is why I live here. God made me for this. And it gives you significance, and it gives you satisfaction, and it gives you fulfillment you will never get from money, sex, power, pleasure, or anything else, because you were made for more than money, sex, power, pleasure, and everything else. You were made for significance. And that significance comes from serving something greater than yourself. You were made to live for the more than you. And if you live for you, you're gonna be bored and bitter with your life. Now, let me just be blunt. If I claim to be a believer in Jesus Christ, but I have no desire at all to serve Jesus Christ, and I have no desire at all to serve humanity, to serve God by serving others, then I have every reason to doubt that I'm actually a believer. I might think I've been a believer, but I really wasn't. Because if you are a true believer in Christ, it changes your motivation, it changes your want to, it changes your attitude, and all of a sudden, you don't want to live for yourself anymore. You want to live for something greater than yourself. The Bible says in James chapter 2, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. Can a faith like that save them? The answer is no. That's why just saying, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, is not gonna get you to heaven. That's not true belief. If they say they have faith but do nothing about it, their faith is worth nothing. Let me show you another verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. God made us what we are, the Bible says. And in our union with Christ Jesus, that means by believing in Christ, he has created us, he created you, for a life of good works. That's the good things God wants you to do with your life, which he has already prepared in advance, prepared for us to do. Now, did you know that before you were born, God decided the good things he wanted you to do with your life? That's your ministry, that's your service, that's your good works. God decided that, but you can miss it. Because God's not gonna force you to follow his purpose. In fact, most people miss God's purpose for their lives. Most people do. The greatest tragedy in life is not death. The greatest tragedy in life is to miss your purpose, to waste your life, and to not be the woman God intended for you to be, to not be the man that God intended for you to be. That is a tragedy. You could make $1 million and still be a failure at life because you missed the idea of serving God by serving others. Now, there's a fourth letter, the S, and before I give it to you, let me explain a little background because it's kind of hard to understand this one. Jesus Christ, because he was the Son of God, because he is God coming in human form, lived a perfect life. He never sinned, he never made a mistake, he never had any errors in his life because he was God. That's why he could pay for your sin, because he didn't have any sins of his own to pay for. He was perfect. But even though Jesus was perfect, not everybody liked him. Were there some people who, even though Jesus was perfect, disagreed with him? Yes. Accused him of things? Yes. Misjudged him and maligned him? Yes. Hated him? Yes. Were there people who wanted him dead? Yes. Wait a minute. You're telling me that even if I was perfect, some people aren't going to like me? You haven't figured that one out yet? You could be perfect. Jesus was. And there were people who wanted him dead. Why? Because evil hates good. Darkness hates light. Wrong hates right. And so God says, if you're going to be a believer in Jesus, you should expect the same reactions from people that Jesus got. Not everybody liked Jesus. Because when you do what's right, people who want to do what's wrong get a little upset about it. Let me give you an example. Let's say your boss comes to you and your boss is unethical and your boss says, look, we're going to cheat, we're going to lie, we're going to steal in order to make this company go forward. And so here's what I want you to do. And I want you to do these things. And you say, sorry, boss, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ demands integrity and that I always do the right thing and tell the truth. So I can't do that. Do you think your boss is going to be happy with that? No. Do you think your boss is going to give you promotion for having integrity? No. Do you think that boss is actually going to hurt you or cause you to suffer in some way? In all likelihood, yes. You might get overlooked for a promotion. You might even get fired. You might get put out of the company. People suffer for doing the right thing all the time because they're Christians. Or let's say tomorrow morning, you're standing by the water cooler at break, and five or six people start trash talking and gossiping and being vulgar and being mean-spirited about somebody. And you go, this is not the kind of conversation I need to be as a follower of Jesus Christ. So you don't say anything. You just silently walk away. And let's say one of those people comes after you. You say, hey, wait a minute. Why did you leave the conversation? And you say, well, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I don't feel comfortable talking that way about other people. What's going to be their reaction? Well, good for you. No, what they're going to say to you is, oh, you are so self-righteous. You think you're better than the rest of us. You're such a goody two-shoes. You're a Christian. You think you're better than all the rest of us. What's happening? They're feeling guilty and they're promoting it on you. Does that make sense? And so you actually suffer for doing the right thing, not doing the wrong. And this is the fourth thing of what it means to believe in Jesus. Write it down. The S stands for, I suffer for doing what's right. Because believing in Jesus isn't always convenient. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? It isn't always comfortable. As a pastor, I want you to know Jesus Christ like I do. But I also want to tell you the truth. And the truth is, following Jesus Christ is not for weaklings. It's not for wimpy people. It's not for people who are wishy-washy. Believing in Jesus Christ will demand more courage than you possibly imagine because it's not always popular doing the right thing. It's not always popular standing for the truth. It's not always easy or comfortable or convenient. And you could be persecuted, you could suffer, you could be criticized, you could be maligned, people could ostracize you. In fact, in some countries, you could lose your life. And Christians have been dying for their faith for 2,000 years. Now, that's not going to happen to you, at least right now, in America. But it happens every moment of every hour of every day, and it has for 2,000 years. More Christians are killed for their faith than any other cause around the world every year. Why? Because there are more of us, 2.3 billion. I mean, it's the headlines of the news yesterday. You pick up the paper, Kenya, 147 Christian students got up early for prayer at their university. Some terrorists came in, made them all lay down, shot them in the back of the head. Why? Simply for being Christians. We've been reading for months as ISIS terrorizes the Middle East. They're beheading Christians and burning churches. This is nothing new. That's in the news, but it happens all around the world all the time, every moment of the day. People give their lives for following Christ. Jesus was honest about this. He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross. What does that mean? Well, in those days, nobody took up a cross unless the Romans were going to nail them to it. He says, are you willing to suffer for my name? And if need be, are you willing to die? Are you a true believer? Let me ask you this. If tomorrow they made it against the law to be a follower of Jesus Christ, in America, all of a sudden it's against the law to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Would anybody know that you are actually a true follower? Oh, well, I believe it. That's not enough. Have you turned your life over, everything to Christ? Have you relaxed in his love? Are you using your life to serve something bigger than yourself? Are you willing to suffer for doing what's right? Let me show you some Bible verses. Philippians chapter 1, for you have been given not only the privilege of believing in Christ, circle privilege of believing, it's a privilege to believe in Christ, but you have been given the privilege of suffering for him. That's the privilege nobody wants to talk about. But I just want to be up front. It's not for weaklings. It's not for wimps. It's for courageous men and women. And you say, I am willing to do what's right. What happens if you get ostracized? What happens if you get criticized? What happens if people attack you on the internet for your faith and for standing up and doing what's right? Well, here's what the Bible says, 1 Peter 3. If you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you. And by the way, that reward is going to go on and on and on and on and on in eternity, far longer than the criticism was. So he says, don't be afraid and don't worry. Now, the fifth way of what it means to believe in Jesus, the last T, is I trust what he says. I trust what Jesus says. And if Jesus says to do it, then I do it. And if Jesus says don't do it, I don't do it. What I don't do is pick and choose from the Bible. I don't go, oh, I like that verse, so I'm going to follow that verse. I don't like that one, I'm not going to follow that one. I like that command, I'll follow that one. I don't like that command, I won't follow it. I like that promise, but I don't like that one. No, that's the cafeteria style. That's not what a true believer does. A true believer says, God said it, that settled it, whether I believe it or not. God said it, that settled it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and study kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith study kit, and it includes a DVD and it includes a workbook. Now, there's six sessions in the Daring Faith study kit, and it'll teach you these six things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to him without fear and come to him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith study kit just like he used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a six-session DVD and workbook. As our way of saying thanks, go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.